Now the European boats shares the access to all the European waters, so the British waters are part of this so far, and the French, and there is also Belgians and Netherlands and other countries that have access to this economic exclusive zone. There is a lot of boats here in Normandy that work in these areas for fisheries, and there is a reciprocity, so the British boats also have access to the French economic exclusive zone. So that's how it is for now. There is also some historic rights in the area between 6 and 12 nautical miles around the coast of England that are agreed between Britain, France, Belgium, Spain, Netherlands and Sweden. So that's the London Convention for Fisheries. It's from 1964, so it's before the CSP. And this is going to an end in July. And actually, it's kind of linked because the access that have been defined by the London Convention has been taken into account in the CFP. So they will be lost as well if there is no deal Brexit.
That access to the British waters, how important is that for the French fishing industry?
For Normandy, I know that it represents quite an amount economically, and also some of fishing companies depend on the British waters for more than 20 or 30% of their activities. So that's quite big for them, and if they lose that access, they then lose that 30 or 20% of their activities. So it's quite a big deal, yes, for all the fisheries companies.
And so is this why the minister is floating this idea of stopping boats from going out?
Yes, because it would allow the boats that are really dependent to get a compensation. It's not really a solution, because it would be a good thing if the same thing is applied in other European countries, because if the French stop their activities but not the other European boats, then they would just come in the French waters instead of going in the British waters. And also the fishing companies, they do not really want to just stay stopped and wait. I mean, we don't really know what we are waiting for. So that is what is proposed now as an emergency measure in case of a no-deal Brexit on the 29th of March.
What will fishers be looking for, do you think, in terms of Brexit? What are they waiting to hear?
I guess most of them would just want to be able to keep going with their activities in the British waters. Actually, if the deal that was voted down would have been agreed, it would have been right for French fishermen at least, because we could have still the access to we have as today until we can really try to draw another deal specific on fisheries with Britain, and it would have been safer for them. But then we don't have this possibility anymore, and so it's just really worrying, and I don't know what we are waiting for. I guess everyone hopes it's not no deal on the 29th of March, but we cannot really know.
How have relations been between the different countries' industries up until now? There was a bit of trouble over scallops, but how have relations been?
Mostly the relations are good. I mean, about scallops, there has been some trouble. It's not directly related to the Brexit, but the whole context of Brexit gets some tension between the fishermen, and then some hostilities on some other subjects just arrived about scallops last summer. Otherwise, mostly the relations are quite okay. There is some other agreements that exist between the French and the British that are absolutely not related to Brexit and are absolutely not put in question about the Brexit, like in the mid-channel agreement. So it's a big agreement that exists since quite a lot of time, and it's going to be renewed with no major problem. And there is also some agreements around the Channel Islands. They're not put in question so far, so relations are quite okay. I think in their best interest, fishermen know that they should try to keep good relations between each other. But of course, there always is some tension, because this whole situation is so uncertain. Actually, the only thing we are certain about is that for now, we are just really worried and we just have more uncertainties. That's all we can say for sure. So it's not really a good situation.